The conference will now begin.
Okay, hi, Shalom. Das mi desecho and kuf pei beis on the bottom. Kli kabolu kli nisina. We're learning about building kelim within ourselves. To build kelim shebenefesh, Hashem has all many, many good things, so many good things for each and every one of us. But we have to have the kelim within ourselves to receive them. And we're talking about how to build the klei ha-nefesh. Now, the kelim within us are divided into two. There's klei kabbalah and there's klei nesina, just like we have in the world. There are kelim that receive, and there are kelim for giving. So he explains on the bottom of Kuf Pei Beis, Ad kan hemadnu eshar shehadvam shal binya kelim benefesh adam. Ata nati exayas tamusag midas benefesh. Loshin yaseh brewer, to try to understand in a clearer way in terms of our midas. It's going to be a little bit hard. We'll try our best to understand. What does this mean as far as our midas are concerned? The kelim within ourselves as far as our midas are concerned. Eza mida mezgala Mikli Mesukan, Ve'eza, supposed to say, Ve'eza Midam Mezgala Mikli Mekoko. There are Midas that emerge in a person, that come out in a person's life, ways of behaving and so on, that come out as a result of there being broken Kalim within himself. Something was wrong. And because something was wrong, the mida came out of this person in a way that's not healthy. It's a kli makoko. When a kli is a kli masuka, then the mida is manifested in a positive and healthy way. So he explains, in general, there are kelim that are designed specifically for receiving, and kelim that are designed specifically for forgiving. But the truth is that the very same kli, if you have a cup, the cup on the one hand is a clay kibble to receive the water. On the other hand, the clay, the cup is a kli for pouring water and giving to somebody else. So kol kli yesh bo shtei tchunas, every kli really has two tchunas, two qualities. Who kli mekabel, the kli mashpia. It's a kli to receive and a kli to give. A kli mitzad atzmusai hu kli mekabel. The kli itself, the cup itself, is a cup that was designed and created to be able to contain something. The word kli is like the word Vayichulu Hashemai Ras Chol Tzvam. Vayichulu means when something is complete, like the word kol, and Mechal, Michal means to contain something. That's what the kli is, to contain something. Its completeness is because nothing can come out from it. It has to contain. It has to be complete. That's what a kli is, to be makabel. Now, the very same kli that's makabel, kasha other merits losses the chaver dover. If you want to give something to your friend, huminicha b'sar kli, so you have this in a kli. V'noyis losar dover b'msuso, and you use the kli, in this case the cup, to pour a drink for your friend. So the kli has now been transformed from a clay kibble to a kli of nesina of giving. Dugma davi ha'alocha shemetina mitzvah savas bikurim. In the mitzvah of bringing bikurim, Chazal say that ashirim mevi'in bikurim bekalosa shel zohar v'shel kesef. Wealthy people would bring the fruit, the bikurim, in baskets of gold and silver. Banim, and poor people, basalim et sarim shel arava klufa. They would bring it in reed baskets, and cheap baskets. Hasalim v'abikurim naisnum l'kahana. Now, the poor people would give to the Kohanim the Bikurim, the actual fruit, together with the wicker basket, the reed basket that was holding the fruit. The Niyim, the poor people, didn't have really much by way of an offering to give. So the Niyim would also give the kli in which they brought the fruit, which was a very simple kli, but they would give it to the Kohanim. And the rich people would have these fancy gold and silver baskets that were these, chashuva things that they had at home. They would only give the fruit. But they would keep these expensive kelim. They needed those baskets. Everybody needed the baskets to bring the bikurim to the kahanim. So this is the chiluk. Kli yochel yos kli makabel. A kli can be a kli makabel that receives. It could be a kli to receive, and could also be used as a kli that a person uses naisen to give. Both of these qualities, shtei atchunas halalu, mudbaos v'yisayta often, are in the nature of the yisod of offer. Offer the kilkul, when there's a kilkul, when there's something that is damaged and ruined in this yisod of offer within the person, inyano kabbalah bli nesina, then the inyan of that is only to receive, but not to give. And in the yisod of offer, this is revealed in what it says at the beginning of the Torah. You come from the dirt, you are dirt, and you're going to return to the dirt. The misa sa'adam, when a person dies, and then the offer, the dirt, the earth, becomes a kli kibul, that's all. It just receives the body of this person, the mace. And that's it. It's just makabel. It just receives the person who has died. Zui tfisas hameis shemakabel v'enanoisim. That bechlal is a tfisa that's called of misa, which is only in the yisod of afar, which means when a person is only receiving and not giving. It's the worst kilkul. It's a tfisa of misa, of death, where the offer is receiving, but not giving. And ultimately by tchisa mason, the earth will give back. But for now, it's just receiving. Okay, chesed shaisim hem hamason shene givarim ba'ofar nikra chesed shalemes. Since this person has died, so everybody knows that Chazal Rashi tells us that Chesed Shel Emes, when you bury a person, that's a Chesed Shel Emes because the person is dead and the earth receives this mace. And you're not the person who is working so hard to bury the mace and is involved in the mitzvah of the Kruah is not going to get anything back. Nothing's going to be given to him. This is a matter of pure Kabbalah. The earth, it's ki ofer atov el ofer toshuv, and the mace returns to the earth. The earth receives the mace and doesn't give anything in return for having received the mace. That's yisoda ofer in that surah of Kabbalah without nesina, of receiving without giving. That's why it's called a chesed shlamis. Because the people who bury the dead person are not getting anything out of that. Nothing is given. You do a chesed for a living person. So right now you might lend Reuven $10, and he's the one who's receiving. But he'll say thank you, so you're receiving back a compliment. And you might receive back one day if you're in need. You might also get a loan from him. So there are many ways that there can be this reciprocating, that the Kli Mekabel, the one who needed the $10, becomes himself a Kli of giving by thanking you and by doing a favor for you or whatever else that might be. When it comes to Chesed Shel Emes, of a person's death, the earth is just a Kli Kibbel. Nothing else. That's Ofar the Kilkel, the ruined state of Ofar. Just Kabbalah without Nesina, just receiving without giving. Ofar the Tikkun. We have Ofar the Tikkun. Lu'umazois. Inyanu Kabbalah amanas losois. The union of Ofar the Tikkun is Kabbalah amanas losois, is receiving with the intention of giving back. A Kli that receives and gives. You pour into it and it pours out of it. Now here, the earth works differently. When you plant a seed in the earth, it receives the seed, but it brings forth, it gives you a wonderful plant. It could give you tens of thousands of apples over the years. When you plant in the earth a seed, it gives back to you. The earth always has within it hidden this ability to give. But when Adam was cursed, it says in the Pasuk, that there'll be thorns growing. Means the curse of this world is that receiving without giving anything back. So the curse of Kreitz V'Dard is you're going to plant and plant and plant, and the earth's not going to give you anything. Nothing's going to grow. That's a kilkel, a terrible kilkel. Nothing grows, nothing comes from it. It's like putting a mace into the ground. Nothing comes out. Mitzad Nekudas HaTikun. However, Mitzad Nekudas HaTikun, Ha'ofer Naisen Af Yoyse Me'esh Wilchamayim, She'odom Zerachit Ha'aches, Ha'odom Ha'asmich Lo'kef Ha'kaflam Yesokei. But in a healthy situation, in a situation of Tikun, when you put the seed into the ground gives you many, 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 many thousands and tens of thousands of times more back than the little seed that you planted. It's a Kli that receives and it's a Kli that gives. Elu shnei ha-karchis shemezgalim b'yisayid ha-ofar. These are the two karchis that are revealed in the yisayid of Ofar. Koach l'kabel, shlomanas losa. It's a pure koach of Kabbalah. Obviously, that is at the root of selfishness and narcissism and so on. Receiving without any intention to give. Just l'kabel. Shlomanas losa. Shazu avchanas meis. That is avchana of mace of death. That's Ofer of Kilkel, terrible Kilkel. The Koch Lakabel Amanas Lases. Then there's the Koch to be Makabel. Amanas with the intention of giving. Amanas Lases. So there's Koch Ahatzmocha Shabbat Adam. And there's the Koch of growth, of giving. that is hidden in the earth in that midah of Afan. So these are the two midas. There's an expression by Jews that that people come from two places, two towns. One town is called Nemanov, and the other town is called Gebenov. Nemanov, Nem means to take in Yiddish. Nem means to take. There are Jews that come from the town of taking, of Kabbalah, of receiving, and of taking. And then there are Gebenovs, there are Jews that come from the town of those who give. The two types. Now, Mashna Ge'ach Shalim Yenenu. Which negate to our inyan. Hakoch benefesh al makabel shalom nas losays. This koch, where you have a person that receives, but not with any giving back, or with very minimal giving back, nikru v'loshon av v'seinu kamsen, is called in the loshon of Chazal a kamsen. Kamsen means he's a cheapskate. He wants to get, he doesn't want to give. Kamsen hu adam shemakabu v'einu naisen. A kamsen is a person who gets, but he doesn't give. Hu mikamet, he holds back. In our vowels, yesh komatz v'yesh pasach. There's a komatz and there's a pasach. Komatz hu masha adam mikamets. Komatz is a lashon of a person holding back. Soigir es yodav l'naisen, closing one's hand, not to give tzedakah. Or k'may m'loy kumtzai, by the komatz, by the mincha, closing one's fingers over, closing one's hand to hold the kaimitz. Meloi kumtzai. O pasach is just the opposite. In yano psicha sadava, at psachlo. Pasach means opening up, opening up. That's how it's pronounced. Pasach, it's open. Komatz, it's closed. Psichas dover, apsachlam, like in Haggadah, Nesina, giving. Page Kufte Dalad. Vihine Beloshna Rishonim, in the language of the Rishonim. Mikra Hakamsen, Kilai. Kilai. Chazal, a cheap person is called a kilai. Lashon kli li. Kli li. The kli is entirely for me, just to take, to receive, not to give. That's a kamsan. Shkain, koach kli lakabo v'li lase zumidis a kamsan. Kilai. That's the midah of a kamsan. To just to get and without giving. That's the midah of a kamsan. In Cain, Hakamsonasi Amida Ashlilis Mikra Tvisas Aklisha Benefesh. Cheapness. This Mida of Kamsonas is the negative, is a negative manifestation or expression, bitui, of this Koach Benefesh of Ofra Makulkol, which is Misa, which is death, which is receiving, like the earth receives the mace, but doesn't give anything else in return. Binyan kli shebenefesh einin musukan. Building a kli within the soul that is damaged. Yoytze b'kach l'kabu b'li losses. That somehow this person has developed into an individual who lives in Nemanov, and the world is taking. It stays away from given of, and is a stranger to the world of giving. That's the yesod of Makulkal. That's the yesod of Ofer that's Makulkal, that's damaged, that's ruined. Bitzadkach, Hagdoras Hadavar, Eze Klinikus Makabel, Venen and Osain. If we could try to point to a Kli, that by its nature, by its definition, this Kli is a Makabel and not an Osain, is just to receive and not to give, Divrei Chazal Yiduin. We know very clearly which Kli this is referring to in the physical world. Kli Cheres, an earthenware, a clay Kli. Even in English, clay is the Oasis Kli. Kli Cheres. Kol Kli, Nemer B'Hagdor, Kibor L'Kach Polto. When it comes, for instance, to metal Kli, the Hagdor and Halach is Kiboilo. It absorbs whatever it is, treif or milk or chametz, but Kibolo Kach Polto. It was absorbed, it entered in, the Kli was makabel that chametz or that milk or that meat or whatever it is. But Kibolo Kach Polto, and you could boil it up, whatever means of kashering is going to be used, and you could get it back out. It goes out. It receives and it gives out. A metal Kli, it receives and it gives out. It absorbs and then it is perlite. Klama hugambolea, that means that by regular kalim, hugambolea, it also is makabel, the gampilate, and it also gives back. And it moves in both directions. It receives and it gives. Klicheres l'mazais, on the other hand, when it comes to earthenware, the klicheres, oilea ve'enoi pilate, it absorbs the tray for the chametz, but ain't a pilot, but it doesn't give it back out. You can't extract it. It's like you can't get a contribution from this cheap person. The guy is a wealth millionaire. He can't get a contribution. Or whatever. He's got millions and millions and he, you know, pledges high, $18 for the cause. So Klecheres receives, but it doesn't give. Barilea ve'enopilate. L'chein ein lo gidre tahara. Therefore, there's no way to purify it. It's so damaged that the only way that it could be fixed is by Sfirosa, by Klecheres. That's Sfirosa takanosa, by just breaking it into pieces and starting it again and making it again. That's how damaged it is. It has all the old stuff that it receives and absorbs, but doesn't. You can't get anything out of it. You can't extract. It won't give. That's a mid of Klei Cheres. Cheres u Klei shebo mitzad hakilkul shel hakelim. Cheres is a Kli that comes from this side of Kilkel, of damaged Kalim. HaKilkel shel Kalim achadish tfisa sheyesh b'Kli rak b'li l'loy plita. Because the Kilkel of such Kalim, of Klei Cheres, is that it is a tfisa of absorbing, of receiving, without giving. In a person, That's a koch of Kabbalah in a way of kilkul that's damaged. Like a chicheres. Omati kuno. Now can't be kashid. So what's the tikkun? The answer is shviroso. Kameshama chazal, shviroso nihimis osam. Shviroso is really takanosam. Vahenke de vengla el, shahamisa, that's the takan, is the misa. Shahamisa machadesh is koch kabbalah bli koch nesina. As we learned, that death is a type of kabbalah without giving it all. The vada shemitzad ha-tikun, we also learn that mitzad v'tikun in the yisod of hafa, ha-idei ha-moves mizgalu la'ach mikein havchanas yikitzer ranu sheikh ne'ofer. I mentioned earlier that even though death is where the earth just receives the body, and it seems to be that that's it, it's not giving anything back, but of course, we believe that in the end, Yakitzu Yuanu Shachneofa, that those who are dead are going to wake up and come back to life. Zu Tahara Shulcheres. That's the Tahara of the Klecheres. Sayyidei Yitziroso Mechoda Shul Nitar. That the cheres can have, even though it itself is just to be makabel and is a kilkul in the kelim shebenefesh, the cheres it just receives, it doesn't give. But Chazal tell us that by breaking it, you can fix it. By breaking it and then building it, creating it again. So too, the body dies and somehow, whatever goes through it, that shvira, that breaking of the body in death, ultimately can lead to the tikkun of tchias ha-meisim. But stam kli cheres is the koch of Kabbalah without the koch of Messina. There has to be a new kli. This kli is just absorbing, is just taking, and it's not giving. Vada shemitzad ha-tikun. Certainly mitzad ha-tikun aydam oves mezgal al-ach mikein havchanas yakitzu ranu shach niofa. That's true. But ultimately, we hope for that person, for each of us, for every Jew, that the dead will come back to life. But the dead will come back to life, that's a second, it's a new thing, it's something different, it's something new. It was broken during death, and now there's a new kli. Zu tahara shel cheres. So the tahara of a cheres requires a tchias ha-meisim, because receiving without giving is what the cheres does, just to receive, to absorb without giving. That's death. If the only takana can be something new, a tchias ha-meisim, the old one has to disintegrate in order for a new one to come forth. The rega shu nishba. When the kacheris is broken, botumen is same kli. Now it's no longer a kli, and as a result of that, botumen hatumaso. As a result of that, the tumah disappears. It's no longer a kli. It has to be broken. It has to die. Va'oz yaitzim aysim mechadish. Then we start from fresh to build a new kli. Av a kli kacheris. But in general, a kli cheres is seen as a kli that was built, that was designed to receive. Just a tefisa of receiving, not with a tefisa of giving. I was thinking it's an interesting thing. The minhag is by the tanoim, by the chasna, to break a klei cheres, something earthenware, something made from klei cheres. There's no greater symbol of starting life again. That whatever was until now is finished, and the chasna means something completely new, something completely different. So there's tshuva, and there's kapara, and there's entirely new metzias. Maybe that's one of the reasons why we break a klicheres by the chasna. To tell the chasna kala that for this marriage to be able to succeed, to thrive, each one of you is going to have to die, meaning you're going to have to be broken from all that you had prepared for, the way that you were stuck in growing up a certain way, in your family's way, and so on. All of that has to be broken. The kli has to be broken. In order that there should be something new, it's called chasna kala, husband and wife. And for those of you who don't know, that has to happen also thousands and tens of thousands of times during marriage as well. Klicheris in general is a kli that receives and doesn't give. The yisod of Kabbalah Satuma, of any kli becoming defiled, becoming tamei, that comes mikoach maga. Koach maga means that there's something that's tamei that touches the kli. And as a result of that, contact with the kli, let's say it was a beautiful kli, but you did this, there was this contact that was made. From the outside, that can bring tumah into the life of this kli. That's mikoch maga. There's a chiddush by klei cheres. Lokein klei cheres shenema by Yisrael chadash al tumah. By klei cheres, by earthenware kelim, there's a chiddush of tumah. The ein l'chadavish shemetami me'aviray ala klei cheres bolvad. By klei cheres, the avir, the empty space of the klei cheres, even if the tumah didn't touch the actual kli, the empty space, if it's within the air space of the klei cheres, then the klei is already tamei. Klemer, in tamei kol tumah, chala begidrei maga, when it comes to other kelim, the tumah takes place as a result of physical contact, maga. Klecheres is chad shalahem tumah chadasha michalolah me'avira. There's a new tumah by klecheres that even if something is in the cholol, in the empty space, the cholol means the empty space. It's a chiddush. Umadu and why? Borom ha'oid. Adam meis nikra b'loshon terecholo. A cadaver, a person who's dead. In Chazal, in the Lashon Torah, rather, is called cholol. Cholol means a kabbalah shabo mikoach hacholol shabo. There's an emptiness. The neshama has left. This person is now empty of life. And therefore, he's called cholol, which means empty space, a vacuum. Klecheres hagderos ameis. We learned that a klecheres is defined as a mace. Kiumakabablosis. Why is the klecheres a mace? Because it receives, remember, it absorbs, but it does not give out. Blosis. And if that's the Hagdara of Klecheres, Mekabel Blila says, it just receives without giving. The Mokam Tumah, the Tumah, we understand, the Tumah is revealed in the empty space, in the emptiness of it. Because all that it's about is to fill that empty space, is just to receive. How does this all translate into the soul of a person? How does this all translate into us, into a person's soul? Lashon HaGemara brachas. The Gemara says in brachas. Bo ure'e. Come and see. Shaloi kemidus ha'kavs baruch ha'midus basa v'adam. That Hashem's midah is not the same as a human being's midas. Midas basar adam. When it comes to the midah of basar adam, kli reik on masik, when he has an empty vessel, then it's masik, it has room to receive. It's masik, it can hold something of this if it's empty. If there's a space in the kli, then it can receive. Mole eno masik. If the kli is full, then it cannot contain anything else. Aval kadosh baruch hu eno kein. But Hashem is not like this. Mole masik reikon elo eno masik. Kadosh baruch hu is not like this. Kadosh baruch hu is the other way around. Mole is masik. The more full one is, the more he's able to hold. And the one who is empty, nothing, ain't a masi. Now, what does that mean? The meat of a boss of Adam is a clay rake on marsik and a mole eno marsik. An empty kli can hold things, but when it's full, it can't. But by Hashem, davke when it's full. The rake on eno marsik, when it's empty, it's not marsik. So the meat of the boss of Adam, masha marsik hu acholo. The meat of a human being is that which has the capacity to receive. It's coming from emptiness. Hayosarek. Imumalai. Ein be'evsharu salahazik. If the person is full, that means the kli is full. So v'harei shamasik b'yisachol. Shemachzik boy, uachol. Loichem midas, but Hakadosh Baruch Hu is a kli reikon and a masik. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, an empty kli is not worth anything, but a kli mole is masik. but a full kli is masig more and more. Ma oimek nekudas achil. What's the deep understanding of this difference? Allah Adam Namar, regarding human being, it says, Yisaydim e'ofa v'sayfil ofa. The man's beginning is in the dirt and his end is in the dirt. He began with the nekuda of only receiving, like a baby. It was purely about receiving, not about giving. And now, 120 years have passed, he offer after velofa toshuv, mechem ken is chadesh lo kli kabbalah, k'mo ki cheres shemekabel mechalala, k'en kli reik mazik molei she'eno mazik. K'en kli reik mazik, kli molei eno mazik. Therefore, an empty kli is mazik, but kli mole, but a full kli is eino masik. Kli cheres kol yisoy tumoso boala michalolo. With a kli cheres with an earthenware kli, the whole tuma comes from the empty michalolo, from the empty space. Me'in lo chalok yu mole, but if there is no empty space, it's full. Ko eino makabel tuma. Then it's not makabel tumah. Nimshach kecheres anishba, like we say in the davening of Rosh Hashanah by Nisan HaTakev, right? Nimshach kecheres anishba, the man is compared to a shattered cheres, broken cheres. So atfisha she'odem mitzad ha'kilkul hu b'chinas adama ofer meis cheres. That means from that tfisa, that comprehension, comes mitzad ha'kilkul hu b'chinas adama. That's the meaning of ki offer after Allah for Tasha. That's mitzvah kilkul, Prince Adama. That's offer, that's nice, that's cheres, that's death, that's cheres, that's tumah, that's receiving without giving. Just receiving without giving. Of a klisha kadosh baruch hu b'tfisa shakem. Our grasp that we are allowed to have regarding kadosh baruch hu, or the kli of kadosh baruch hu, is b'tfisa shakem. It's like the other kelim, lo kli cheres, not a kli cheres. V'shom hatuma mikoch maga, and there tuma comes only from touching. Coming into contact. Mimela, tumazu, and then novas mecholo. Mimela, by other kelim, the tumah doesn't come from the space of the kli itself, from the emptiness, from just receiving from that space, because by other kelim, it touches things. But because by other kelim, the criteria of its being infected by its being miskalkel comes through contact, not through the empty space. But the whole definition of a klecheres is its emptiness. Therefore, the kilkul of a klecheres is because of its emptiness. But by other kelim, the other tumah comes as a result of coming into contact with something that's tameh. Mimela tumazu and enavas machalu. The tumah doesn't come from the emptiness. It comes from the fact that there's something that's touching it. There's some yesh, not because of the emptiness. Okay. That's what he explains. A kli that's full. Mazik, ki anegiyah bo nasis heichan shehu kayim. When there's something in it that's being touched, that there's contact with something that's in it, that's where there could be tumah. But lo heichan shehu ayin, but not where there's nothing there. Heshav oimek hagdaras hadar. The deeper understanding of this is mizgalos lanu stei tfisa shel kelim benefesh. Learning about two ways of understanding kelim benefesh. Tfisa achas she'odem mekabel mikach hachalolus. One type of a person fashions himself or within himself into a kli that's mekabel in a way that's ruined, in a way that's empty. Mikach hachalolus. It's makabel from that koch of what? Of emptiness, of empty space. Kli reikon mesachim, kli mole ena mesachim. Tvisa hafucha b'diyuk, the opposite tvisa of this is what? Sh'odem makabel mikoch masha adover enenu cholo, bereik, halu hamole. A person is dafka makabel not because of the emptiness, not because he's just a kli kabbalah without any giving. Elohu mole, it's just the opposite. He's mole, he's filled. Mikoch kach, he said kach, nema he said kli mole masik, and reikon is ena masik. How are these two koiches of Kabbalah? How are they experienced within ourselves? The simple pshat in the nefesh of a person. Ha'avon apshut b'nefesh she'odem makabel mikoch yisod ofer. When a person comes yisod ofer, commission is bar b'chinas te'ovon ka'ev l'kol. It's a feeling of emptiness. He's always hungry for something, always longing for something. Yesh lo chaser, or chaser, who mistoy cake, l'masha chaser, always longs for what's missing. L'koyach zen, it's cheres kabbalah. And he creates Kabbalah as a result of that. Nimsa, shu yoytze kli benefesh mekoch hachesed. Ava yesh no mokam achel gamri benefesh. Ama yoytze, there's a deeper part in the person. Shafu yoytze kli kabbalah. We're here, there's also an unbelievable feeling of emptiness. But here, the kli kabbalah is what? A tshuka l'shleimus. Because of my emptiness, I'm filled with an unbearable longing to become great. Because of that which is missing from my life, I want to fill my life. So here we have a Kli Kabbalah, that ultimately is Almanas Lahashpil or Almanas Loses of Tikkun. Because the person takes this feeling of emptiness within him and he uses it to create a Kli Kabbalah which is called Tshuka, a longing for something great, something pure. Commission is bar Kli Yom Lashon Kol Yud. Harotzen l'kol, shleimus, ein chilosa b'chosa. Kli is loshen of kol yud, which means everything. Yud means everything. Kol yud. Harotzen l'kol, shleimus, ein chilosa b'chosa. The beginning of this beginning of that rotzen for shleimus, it doesn't begin in something which is chosa. Harotzen l'hashlama, chilosa b'chosa. Harosim l'shleimus. Shalmi hadas k'mashal magdash and ramcham seshvam. In the vein of the kudus achosim. It's a little bit complicated. The rotsin that I have to have something because I'm empty, that rotsin is called the rotsin hashlam. It begins with that feeling of emptiness. But the rotsin of shleimus, like Chazal referred to shleimi hadas k'mashal magdash and ramchal, and Sadiq referred to it in such a way, seshvam. In the vein of the kudus achosim. It's not coming from the kuda of something missing. Zo or ein sof shekadam hatzim shum shum nefesh. That's the infinite light of Hashem before it was constricted into man's soul. Hatshuva l'kabel davas mokam shalchal. Hatshuka l'kabel, the longing to receive, comes from that feeling of empty space, of an emptiness within oneself. Hakadosh Baruch Hu also chal al panui. Hashem created an empty space. And if we translate that to our soul, all that we want and we desire is built upon an empty space. Again, tshuka to receive comes from an empty a place of emptiness. That feeling of emptiness and the longing to do what? To be mashlo myself. But the ultimate gilui is v'shachanti b'sarecham. I will dwell within you, the circle echad ve'echad, each and every one of you. Gilu kash baruch hu v'nefesh, mikoach kach. That gilu of Hashem in the soul, mikoach kach novas, from there comes a histokakus laborious baruch shamay, a longing for Hashem. A longing for Hashem, a feeling I can't live without Him, a feeling of emptiness. A histokakus elov, ki onu mistokakim l'shtemesh, because a person can't bear being incomplete, and therefore there's a natural longing for Kadosh Baruch Hu, because only for Kadosh Baruch Hu can there be completion. It's not coming from a lack, from an emptiness. It's coming from a longing to be full. This is a very, very edel nekuda in the soul, benefesh. Now, it's very hard to understand exactly. I think the ikar everybody got about klei kibul, a kli that is only makabul, and a kli that's makabul, amanah slash bilaseis. We're going to understand all this much better, Mitzvah, next week. We're going to talk about luchos and shivei luchos. We'll finish the parak next week with the luchos and the shivei luchos, then we're going to go on to parak yugimel, which is the Midah of Tznius, the Midah of Tznius.